We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
ESPN and the ACC bring you ACC Network, a 24/7 network covering the conference all year long. Get closer to the conference where 15 championship-winning programs call home with live games, inside access, original content, and analysis. This August, ACCN is coming to let fans nationwide know we do this. Visit GetACCN.com to learn more.
Hello, Duke fans. You're listening to Blue Devil 360. This summer, we're taking a look at 10 senior athletes who have just recently graduated. We're doing a series on Thank You, Duke. And my name is Jason Lapidus, a senior on the men's tennis team, and I'll be your host along the way.
This is Blue Devil 360, the official podcast of Duke Athletics.
All right, we are back with our next episode of Blue Devil 360. We're doing our senior summer series where we talk with a bunch of senior athletes who have just recently graduated so they can say thank you not only to Duke, but kind of some of the important people that have made their lives easy and their careers at Duke go swimmingly. So we are here joined with two like kind of legends on campus, I feel like. I don't know, maybe since there's so many of y'all.
Yeah, at least one of us, I think, right?
Yeah, there's so many of you guys that everyone knows the name, but go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yeah, so I'm the oldest brother, probably that also goes along with like the best looking, the toughest, etc. But Zach Feinsilver, and I'm on the Duke wrestling team.
And then Mitch Feinsilver, Zach's twin brother, Duke wrestling team. Yeah.
What's the time difference? How much older are you by?
2 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good 2 minutes.
Yeah, worst 2 minutes of my
life. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about kind of thinking about both of your processes in selecting Duke and what kind of that was like. I'm assuming you guys it was a group decision between the two of you. So kind of how did that unfold? Maybe give the listeners, I know they can listen in to previous podcast episodes that y'all have done, and we'll link that down in the show notes for sure. But just give a little bit of background, maybe like where you're from, your wrestling background in general, and then how you ended up here.
So yeah, we grew up in Denver, Colorado. Crazy household. I mean, my parents have 7 kids, 4 boys, and to say the least, we put a few holes in the walls just growing up, kind of rambunctious. So that's why wrestling was a great fit. But honestly, when we got to high school, our coaches just kind of did a really good job of putting in our head, like, you guys can be successful at the collegiate level, and really preparing us for that. So when we started looking at colleges, the first thing we decided was, you know, do we want to stick together? And it was honestly kind of like a no-brainer. You know, a lot of our success we had attributed to us being together and pushing each other, not only academically, but athletically as well. So we decided, yeah, we're kind of a package deal.
Right.
And then we just started looking at schools. Honestly, our first, one of the priorities was high academic school. So, you know, Duke, Stanford, Lehigh, Penn. And then we started taking our visits, and we just kind of, I felt like we connected with the coaching staff at Duke really well. And also, what Coach Lamb sold us on was being Duke's first national champ. You know, looking back, neither of us achieved that, but that was something we were able to chase. And really, I think we wanted to help change this program and kind of put it on the map.
Yeah, and just going off that, I know Mitch mentioned, like, the just, like, the first, like, thing that we had to decide is whether, like, we wanted to stay together. And that was, like, it was a little bit hard for us because we were, like, you know, we know that we could be successful on our own, but do we think we'll be as successful? And so we really had to, like, evaluate it and think, like, you know, are we beneficial to each other, like, as training partners, as people, as, like, students? And so we really thought about it, and it came down to the fact that, like, we think that we're, you know, great wrestling partners. We push each other to be better people, and definitely push each other to be better students as well. So
yeah, that's awesome. What's something that, now that you guys looking back on freshman year, would like yourselves to know coming into Duke?
I would probably tell myself, like, realize that this time goes fast. I feel like I blinked and I'm graduating already. So when I was a freshman, I was just like a young kid, wide-eyed, and I didn't realize really how fast your time as a student athlete goes. And really, I would probably tell myself, you know, savor the moment, be in the moment, and just make the most of it. It's a great time, really, in your life.
Yeah, I'd probably just say, like, eat at Marketplace Breakfast more often.
Oh, 100%.
Marketplace Breakfast was the best, right?
No, so good.
Yeah, so, but no, just going off of what Mitch said, savor the moment and be in the moment. It's an amazing opportunity, and, you know, I think everyone, you can even just realize that walking through the buildings, like, how beautiful it is, how amazing it is, and, you know, just a chance to wake up and strive, like Mitch said, to be a national champion, and hopefully All-American in academics as well. So that's something I would just tell myself. Be excited about that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. That's great. Cool. Okay, so moving on to food, because we were just talking about that. What's like a... So for tennis, obviously, we eat a good amount, but we're not really trying to build, not add that much weight, like trying to stay pretty lean, just so we can move super well and for a while. Mm-hmm. What's kind of the eating regimen like for a wrestler? Or you guys specifically, even? So, even so, you could even talk about where you were at freshman year and, like, what you're trying to get to.
Yeah, so that's actually, I've had, like, both of us have had, like, really weird weight plans. So I came in as, like, weighing, like, 145. So my first 3 years, I went 141. And then, like, the last year I was at 141, I was, like, I was just cutting a lot of weight because you have to kind of shrink your body. So in the summers, I'd get bigger, I'd, like, eat up.
Right.
And then I'd have to, like, start to shrink my body back where I didn't require as many calories. Like, my body was just smaller. And then you just work on, like, water manipulation. So then after that third year at 141, like, within a month of ACCs, I got up to 180.
Jeez.
And I was like, I don't think I can make 141 anymore. So that's when I decided I'm just going to eat a lot more. And it was, like, a lot of just meal prepping stuff, like, probably what you hear of, like, chicken, rice, vegetables, and then, like, a ton of other stuff, like cottage cheese and oatmeal and just that kind of stuff. And that helped me kind of actually get up to 165 and not, like,
right,
not look bad, I guess.
Right, yeah. I feel
like so, and then Mitch had a similar, like, story as far as weight gain, too.
Yeah, so I came in wrestling 133 pounds my freshman year, and that was pretty difficult to make. Funny story, like, when you're cutting weight, you just have all these weird cravings, and what I'd do in marketplaces, I'd take the, like, pre-made chickens, and I would always crave, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but, like, the bread was, like, kind of too much carbs.
It's gonna be gross, isn't it?
Yeah. But don't knock on it. It's pretty good, I think.
No, I'm gonna try it for sure.
I do like the chicken, and then I do just some peanut butter and jelly on it. And it satisfied the cravings, but
that's brutal.
I don't know. It's
like 3 times a week.
It was really good at the time. I don't know about now, but that was some of the stuff that I was eating. Then I kind of bulked up. I went 149, so I was able to kind of. I still eat really clean, but just in bigger quantities. I'm able to have more carbs, more protein, more fats. And then this past year, so I went back up to 157 after that. Again, I was drinking a ton of protein shakes, lots of carbs, lots of food, calories. And then this last year, I decided to go back down to 149. So I was probably like 172 the summer before, and I just started to shrink my body, like Zach was saying. And then when I'd probably walk around like 12 pounds over, 8 to 12 pounds over, and then I'd just kind of eat just clean, but I'd still manipulate portion size and then water the last like 8 pounds. So
how much do you do on your own? I mean, obviously you have a ton of experience with it, and then how much do you rely on kind of like the nutritionist that we have or in the coaching that you have in terms of purely about water and food manipulation?
So I met with Beth at the beginning of the year trying to just get a plan, and we set like a target weight.
Right.
So once I got to that target weight, basically I just followed her plan. I manipulated it week to week just kind of to fit my needs, because some weeks I'd be heavier, some weeks I'd be lighter. But a lot of it honestly was, I'd say bulk of it was on my own after I had gotten that plan, because you still got to work out a ton. You still got to, you know, manage your own calories, not eat if you can't eat, and then eat, you know, if you can't eat, really.
Right.
So. It's definitely hard to fight off those cravings, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was always, like, donuts and, what else was it? It was always donuts. I always crave, like, donuts all season.
This year is pizza. Yeah. So.
I mean, you can put, so, like, cranberry sauce on turkey is not crazy.
No, that's not. No.
So I feel like it's not that far off, dude. You just add peanut butter.
That's jelly, true. Sometimes I cheated and I'd have like 4 or 5 donuts when I probably shouldn't have.
Right. Yeah. No, it's acceptable.
Yeah. Peanut butter jelly chicken is gonna be in the future. I'm telling you.
No, that's like Gordon Ramsay's next. That's his next thing. That's great. What are kind of some of the biggest or most, I guess, maybe funniest memories that you had when you guys were, in that stage where like you guys were all trying to lose all that water weight? And you guys are literally like living and dying by every pound. What are some great memories that you had over your 4 years?
There's a lot. There's actually one thing that comes to mind is I'm trying to think. So like this past year we're like, cause I didn't really cut too much weight this year, but Mitch was cutting pretty hard. So we're like we just finished up a workout. Mitch is like, He had to sweat up just to make sure he could like lose weight easier. So he's like kind of just laying there, and we have this like Theragun, like, you know what I mean? It's like the massage gun. So we're like kind of doing it on each other, and Mitch just randomly like comes and lays up next to the person with the Theragun, like a dog.
I don't even care.
And he starts pushing himself against like the person. And it's like, all right, bro, I'll get you.
You gotta do what you gotta do, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I can think of now. I know there's like a ton.
I don't know if I have that many great memories. I have a lot of memories where, like, so that last day, I'll say, is like pretty rough. And I got in a lot of tussles that last day, to say the least. Just because you're short tempered and everything.
Right.
And you just kind of reach that point where you're like, I'm so done. But you got to still get your weight off, so it's like a fine line. So I had a lot of tussles, I guess, with my brothers, just throwing hands and whatnot, but then we made it through.
I heard from the previous episode about some fighting stories that the brothers had.
Yeah.
Are there any new ones since the last one happened?
Oh, there's a lot of new ones.
Can you elaborate?
So we're doing, me and Matt are doing this drill where like you kind of push each other back and forth in the room. And, I mean, it just, you know how it goes, probably just, like, one person starts getting a little rougher, and the other person has to, like, match it or elevate it. So then, like, before we know it, we're just, like, starting to, like, really just throw, like, clubs. So, like, a club is, like, literally just, like, kind of like a forearm or whatever.
Right.
So we start doing that, and then, one person just goes all out, I push Matt, and then I just start, like, I don't know, just unloading on him. Just, like, actual fist. And then our 57-pounder, Ben Anderson, he, like, broke us up. So he broke us up. We had to go on the bike, like the Airdynes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but like while we're on the Airdynes, we're just like, you're so lucky, like, to be alive. You're like, you should be you should be thanking Ben that he, like, he split us up. You're so lucky. Yeah. You'd be dead if Ben wasn't there or whatever.
And the funny thing about that day, too, was, so that, I was wrestling with Josh, and they started going off, and Josh was, like, getting ready to get to that point where he was going to start, like, maybe getting, like, mad and throwing hands. But he saw, like, the coach was like, get on the bikes. Josh was like, ah, this ain't so bad. Like, I'll tone it down.
We're good.
That's one, and then I want to say Zach and Josh got in a fight recently. They were just talking trash to each other or something, and Josh was like, why don't you come over here and do something? And Zach just, like, calmly, like, that was the surprising thing. He calmly, like, walks around the lockers. Yeah. You know, he walks by one of my teammates. My teammate was like, I didn't really know what was going on. And then Zach just, like, swings at him. And then so we have to separate them. We, like, me, Matt and Caden were in the locker room, so we're separating them, and Zach's getting more and more mad because he can't get to Josh because we're separating them.
Yeah.
And finally he just is done with it, and he, like, picks up a chair and just, like, threw it.
It sounds really bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I swear, you know, it's not always this crazy. It's just, nah.
Does it happen? Yeah. Does it mostly happen in like practice, or is it just anywhere?
Mostly in practice.
Yeah, mostly
practice.
That's good, at least.
Yeah. At least there's mats around.
Yeah.
No, that's a great thing. That's awesome. What's something that the listeners wouldn't know about you guys, even you individually, but also maybe you two together, that your teammates do know, your coaches know about, but that the average Duke fan wouldn't know? Something you guys like to do in your free time, like a show that you guys are watching and hyped about?
Definitely The Office. I think all four of us are really big fans of The Office. We've seen it. We probably watch it all at least like 2 or 3 times through.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
But that's pretty much everyone, I think, at this point.
Yeah, honestly.
Favorite Office character?
It's gotta be Dwight.
Oh, they're gonna say Michael.
Michael's second.
I like Jim.
Yeah, Jim's good. I think Kevin is a sleeper, in my opinion. Yeah.
I think Creed
and Creed is up there too, because they don't get the limelight.
Yeah.
But then everything they say is like the best thing I've ever heard. So no,
yeah, I agree. Special talents, honestly, I can't say we have any besides wrestling. We probably have something.
Culinary talents, obviously, are up.
Yeah,
there.
I'm like the Iron Chef of the family.
Yeah,
actually, right.
Yeah. No, yeah. Peanut butter chicken. You know,
no. That's great. No. What are you all gonna miss about Durham? Not Duke specifically, but just Durham as a city.
So one thing I actually really like about Durham is downtown Durham's a really awesome place to be, like with the ballpark, and then I know like the Performing Arts Center, but just like around Durham, it's like a really cool place. There's a lot of eateries and stuff, and so like whenever I went downtown, I always had a blast, and you know, it made for like a really fun weekend, like, you know, Saturday or Sunday.
Right. You have any favorite spots?
I used to, Dame's isn't there anymore, but that used to be my favorite spot. Now it's just probably Bowl City Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'd probably say like favorite spot would be like Tobacco Bar and Grill.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty good. And I think like my favorite time in Durham is usually like in the summers. We'd like go downtown, go to like a Bulls game, and then hit up what's that ice cream shop?
Parlor.
Oh yeah, Parlor, right after. You know, those are days like I probably remember the most. I had like just like a group of guys going.
Yeah, you do it. Your team and your brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. It's a good bonding there for sure. Okay, so we're going to go into the next segment where it's like a this or that. And I'm really hyped about this because I feel like you guys are going to have some conflicting views. Or it could all be the same. I have no idea. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Do you guys have dogs at home?
Yeah, I
just got a dog like a month ago.
Oh, nice.
From a shelter, so.
Okay, so that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Phone call or FaceTime?
FaceTime. Don't you like to see the person's face? You know what I mean?
No, not always.
Yeah.
I'm a FaceTime proponent.
Are you?
Because I'm like,
yeah.
You can pick up a lot on FaceTime that you would have to ask about over the phone. Like, oh, what are you doing? Like,
Fair. My thing is, like, I have limited data. So when I'm not on Wi-Fi, it just burns out my data, you know?
But like FaceTime, like a call, it might be like 2 minutes where you have to, like Jason was saying, you have to like, what are you doing? Where are you?
Yeah, that's
you FaceTime them, and like if they're like, I don't know, if you see them like obviously doing something, you don't have to ask that. You don't have to ask where they are because you can probably see behind them.
Yeah, but if I'm calling someone, I'm calling to ask about that.
So your point is you could just like send a selfie if you're really that. If it's that important, like where you are and what you're doing, like the point of the phone call is to talk about
things.
Talk about like what you're up to.
Yeah, that's what I think. So
All right, that's fine.
Agree to disagree.
You're writing. Okay, you have an exam. You have it's handwritten. Fill in the blank. There's a few fill in the blanks.
Okay.
There's a short essay at the end. Are you going pen or pencil?
Oh, pencil.
Pencil.
I don't trust myself enough to do pen.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's valid.
he's doing pencil because his handwriting's awful.
Shut up, man. Staying on school topic, you have to study. You going to Lilly Library or Perkins or neither?
Perkins.
Neither.
Yeah.
I studied really well at my desk at home.
You're just a dorm guy. I'm more of a dorm guy.
Yeah.
It's like I get distracted, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I get distracted in my dorm. That's why at Perkins it is.
Yeah, that's valid.
Let me start.
Dinner time. Marketplace or West Union?
West Union. Marketplace is better for breakfast.
I'm going to Marketplace.
You're full Marketplace.
Yeah.
Always.
Because it's buffet.
Well, I want all-you-can-eat breakfast. If they serve all-you-can-eat breakfast for dinner, I would definitely pick Marketplace.
Yeah, so you guys just want breakfast all the time.
That's what I want.
Yeah, but West Union's not buffet, regardless. I'm saying.
That's true.
That's true.
My next question was brunch, but obviously the correct answer is Marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. Brunch.
Marketplace, yeah.
Yeah, okay. God. Five Guys or In-N-Out?
Five Guys.
Five Guys.
What do they have in Denver? What is the burger spot?
Do
they even have it in out?
That's Five Guys.
Yeah,
they don't have it in out, but
that's like really West Coast, I guess.
Yeah. There's a Good Times, which like a lot of places don't have.
I've never been there.
It's like
they have good breakfast burritos.
Yeah, it's like Good Times is
I'd say it's like a mix between like
it's like in and out, but they also have like custards and stuff, which is pretty good. Like really good shakes.
Yeah, so. I'd say so.
And breakfast burritos, yeah.
Last one. Krispy Kreme or Dunkin'?
Krispy Kreme.
Just because they're
it's so much better.
They're always so soft and like even though like a lot more sugary, it's kind of nice.
I like Krispy. You can't really beat that.
Yeah, no, we actually have some good stories about Krispy Kreme, huh, bud?
Oh yeah, I did this. We as a team, not like all of us, we did like a donut challenge to see how many we could eat.
In how long?
In limited time, but I put down 20.
Did you put it down though?
I did put it down.
Did you keep it down?
I kept it down.
Was that tough? 20's tough, huh?
Yeah, it was just a lot of sugar and dough. That's what the worst part was. But it was so what it started because Zach, was it you who ate a dozen first?
Matt did.
Matt ate a dozen first, and I was like, "Yo, I can totally top that. I can do like, I think I can do 20." But then they tried to like change it to 24, and I was like, "No, I'm just doing 20." So I got the 24 down. Matt got like, he says he got 17, but really he got like 14, I think.
Right.
Because he's crazy and tries to inflate it to make it look better. But they all say that it doesn't count because I end up throwing up, but I contend that I threw up like 30 minutes later. And because
does that change anything?
Yes, it does. It was because of Josh's driving.
I think, okay. That's a big, that's a point of contention. That's like if you were just sitting there and then you threw up, I'd be like, yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
But true. Josh's driving was all over the road and I lost it.
And then I did 12 variety, which they're mostly cream filled,
that's tough.
Yeah. The cream filled are like two or three of the normal ones. So that's probably around 36, I think.
It multiplies by three if that works. This is turning into just like the food episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at it. Okay, switching just back towards your careers here. If you could just give a shout out or say thank you to one person. Could be the same person, could be a coach, support staff. Don't pick your brothers because we already know that you guys have spent so much time together and stuff like that. But who would that one person be?
I'd probably say Coach Lanham. Big shout out to him. And I've told him in the past, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today without him. And with the ending of my career, I just wish I could go back and do so much more for him. Just because he did so much for me. And yeah, I owe him the world. I really do.
So I'd probably say, I mean, obviously, ton of coaches, like, super close with all of them, but one person that, there was a hard part in my career, and they, like, not only were they able to, like, help me through it, but they were able to recognize it and give me, like, options that I could work through it, is probably just Devin, our athletic trainer.
she's just a really good motivator, and like obviously like fixing herself like physically. Just like a lot of people don't realize like obviously how important like it is working on your mentality, and she's just someone that's really good, and she had a lot of options for me to work on, so probably just Devin, our athletic trainer.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's great. What's next for you two? What's the future looking like?
So I'm probably thinking about enlisting in the military. So hopefully I'll probably ship off somewhere around like November.
Okay.
Yeah, but help out here as long as I can, just because I want to help out the guys and still love wrestling. So
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you mentioned, but he's gonna try and be a Navy SEAL.
Wow.
So I guess not just necessarily military. Don't cut yourself short, bro. But yeah, I'm probably gonna stay here and train and compete through the 2020 Olympics. Hopefully make that. And then after that, med school. So that's the plan. Just hopefully it goes that way.
Yeah, it's not fun to think about it.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I appreciate it. That was great. I appreciate y'all's time over the summer. But if these listeners wanted to keep in touch with either of you or follow you across your next few years, what's kind of the best way to stay in touch? It could be social media. It could be anything.
Yeah, I'd probably just say social media at my Instagram, and I think my Twitter too is at @Zman_Finesilver.
Yeah, and my Instagram is at @MitchyBoyFines, MitchieIe BOY_Fines, FINES. I had to make sure I spelled it right.
Yeah.
Not the speller this one, huh?
No, I suck at spelling.
That's great. I appreciate it, guys. That was great.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course.
Appreciate it.